Kingdom Exhortations. November 2025. Read by Stephen Keysweater.
Good morning and happy Thanksgiving. As Thanksgiving Day approaches, it's a perfect time to reflect on all that we have to be thankful for. We have been blessed beyond comprehension and have a holiday set aside specifically for giving thanks. Thanksgiving Day was established by Abraham Lincoln during the height of the Civil War for the express purpose of giving thanks to our Heavenly Father for the blessings He has bestowed on us. On October 3, 1863, President Lincoln issued this proclamation, quote, "I do therefore invite my fellow citizens in every part of the United States, and also those who are at sea, and those who are sojourning in foreign lands, to set apart and observe the last Thursday of November next as a day of thanksgiving and praise to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens." As Christians, we ought to be the most thankful people as we consider all of our blessings, especially all that has been done for us at the cross of Jesus Christ. How much time do you spend thinking about the overwhelming price Jesus paid for your sin and deliverance from hell? Regrettably, because we spend so little time meditating on the love of Jesus at the cross, the majority of those who claim to believe in Jesus Christ show little to no difference in displaying a lifestyle of sincere thanksgiving than those who outright reject Jesus and His claim on their lives. Our natural disposition ought to be one of thankfulness, whereas those who reject Christ naturally display indifference to His love and goodness. Quote, "Although they knew God, they neither glorified Him as God nor gave thanks to Him, but their thinking became futile and their foolish hearts were darkened." Romans 1, verse 21. Ultimately, the foundational reason for our lack of consistent thankfulness is that we do not truly understand that everything we are and everything we have is a gracious and merciful gift from our Heavenly Father. We have a tendency to think we have earned the wonderful and privileged life we have been afforded. We forget that without our Heavenly Father creating the world and humanity and time and space and consciousness and reason, as well as the infrastructure to utilize these things, we could do nothing at all. Quote, "The God who made the world and everything in it is the Lord of heaven and earth, and does not live in temples built by human hands, and He is not served by human hands as if He needed anything. Rather, He Himself gives everyone life and breath and everything else. From one man He made all the nations, that they should inhabit the whole earth, and He marked out their appointed times in history and the boundaries of their lands. God did this so that they would seek Him and perhaps reach out for Him and find Him, though He is not far from any one of us. For in Him we live and move and have our being. As some of your own poets have said, we are His offspring." Acts 17, verses 24 through 28. Quote, "Let the peace of Christ rule in your hearts, since as members of one body you were called to peace, and be thankful." Colossians 3, verse 16. If we truly understood the immense value of having a lifestyle of thanksgiving, we would all be substantially more thankful. Having a heart of increasing thankfulness is perhaps the most important virtue we can practice and possess. Our lives will be filled with more joy and peace and contentment as we earnestly pray for ourselves and others with a heart of genuine thankfulness. The more truly thankful we become, the less frustrated and anxious we will be. Quote, "Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Philippians 4, verses 6 and 7. Growing to be more thankful to our Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ our Lord, and the Holy Spirit will take considerable time, effort, and discipline if we are to achieve meaningful results. If we are to experience growth, the most significant and valuable thing we can do is to place our minds and hearts on Jesus. Sharing the gospel with ourselves is a discipline rarely mentioned in Christianity today. It is, however, a spiritual practice that will yield substantial and lasting benefit in our walk and love for Jesus. Take a few moments each day to reflect on the fact that Jesus actually lived for you and died for you and rose again to spare you from an eternity in hell. Quote, "Let the message of Christ dwell among you richly as you teach and admonish one another with all wisdom through psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing to God with gratitude in your hearts." Colossians 3, verse 16. Finally, as you begin to practice thanksgiving throughout each day, address each person of our triune God personally. Our God is one being made up of three distinct individual persons. Hence, we ought to address and thank each person personally. As opposed to just thanking, quote, God generically, give thanks to your Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ our Lord, and the Holy Spirit personally and individually. As with all things, let us emulate Jesus, who thanked our Heavenly Father personally when he walked the earth. Quote, "At that time, Jesus declared, 'I thank you, Father, Lord of heaven and earth, that you have hidden these things from the wise and understanding and revealed them to little children.'" Matthew 11, verse 25. Quote, "So they took away the stone. Then Jesus looked up and said, 'Father, I thank you that you have heard me.'" John 11, verse 41. Let us go now and determine to have a lifestyle of consistent thanksgiving. Begin to break the habit of praying to, quote, God, and thanking, quote, God, generically. Starting today and each day thereafter, go to your Heavenly Father, Jesus Christ our Lord, and the Holy Spirit personally in prayer and thanksgiving. Additionally, for just a few minutes a day, when you pray, do not ask for anything. Simply give thanks to each person of our triune God for all they have done and continue to do for you in being mindful of you and loving you and blessing you. As you increasingly do this, you will slowly begin to have more peace and less anxiety. Quote, "And whatever you do, whether in word or deed, do it all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Colossians 3, verse 17. Keep in mind that everything you are and everything you have is ultimately a gracious gift given to you by our Heavenly Father. Quote, "The earth is the Lord's and everything in it, the world and all who live in it." Psalms 24, verse 1. As always, to aid you in this endeavor, spend more time in your Bible. Reading and studying the Scriptures will help you meaningfully in becoming a more genuinely thankful disciple of Jesus. Quote, "Like newborn babies, crave pure spiritual milk, so that by it you may grow up in your salvation, now that you have tasted that the Lord is good." 1 Peter 2, verses 2 through 3. Begin to share the gospel with yourself, intentionally thinking about all that Jesus has done for you at the cross. To aid you in this process, you can go to our website, www.kingdomd.org, and read or print any of the available gospel tracts. Lastly, when Thanksgiving Day comes, make this the most thankful Thanksgiving you've ever had. Quote, "Rejoice always, pray continually, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus." 1 Thessalonians 5, verses 16 through 18. May God bless you all. Have a blessed and thankful Thanksgiving. Make every effort to add to your faith goodness, and to goodness knowledge, and to knowledge self-control, and to self-control perseverance, and to perseverance godliness, and to godliness brotherly kindness, and to brotherly kindness love. For if you possess these qualities in increasing measure, they will keep you from being ineffective and unproductive in your knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But if anyone does not have them, he is nearsighted and blind, and has forgotten that he has been cleansed from his past sins. 2 Peter 1, verses 5 through 9.